Thank you, Mr. Turner, on that.
Yesterday, we attended, many of us attended an event in Melton, which was Walk With Her, and it was wonderful to hear Sarah McCavity's mother speak of the trauma that she went through in finding out about the death of her daughter. And that lady has advocated over the last few years, and I think this is the third year, in that it's not okay to tolerate violence in the community, whether it be domestic violence or any form of violence. And she was not just an emotional speaker, but an inspiring lady. And if you ever get the chance to hear her speak, I think you should take that opportunity. And also, the ninth year, I think it's the Keep Australia Beautiful campaign that I've actually participated in cleaning areas of the city of Melton. And I think the best thing that I saw yesterday was that the skips were only a quarter of the way full. Years ago, they were probably three or four skips full of rubbish from throughout the city of Melton. So I thank the residents because you're actually heeding the message and actually putting your rubbish in the bins and probably advocating that other residents do the same, and that it shows that our recycling campaign within the city of Melton is actually showing some impact and is actually starting to work. I also attended an afternoon tea for our award winners this year, and it was fantastic to recognise both young and old in our community for their wonderful efforts that they have done, not just over the last 12 months, but over many years in many organisations. Something that has been not just great for the Melton community, but has also touched me, was the work that I've done with Natalie Hutchins and Lara Carley, to see Taylor's Hill East Secondary starting to be built and to take place and to open in January next year. Is a wonderful thing for this community because we're desperate for more secondary schools, especially from years 7 to 12, in particular years 7 to 9. And I can't wait to see this fantastic design open. It's going to be full of robotic rooms, state-of-the-art facilities with arts and technology, and it's going to be a great thing for this Taylor's Hill community. And also to see Melton House. It's finally being extended, and I think it's great that that's going to take place in the next 18 months. With many specialist facilities that people right over the city of Melton can use, because we're crying out for additional health services, and this is probably the start, and hopefully we can continue on with more, if not advocating for further hospital and medical services in the next 12 months to keep them going, and maybe start pushing and lobbying the state government a bit, for further more services in particularly, I think, mental health. And I think there's a great need for maternity services for women, and also for child health, because I think that if you go down to our hospitals in Sunshine and Footscray, the emergency service departments are absolutely jam-packed, and we need to start advocating a lot harder and do a lot more work to see that stop and increase the services within this part of our Melton. So I'm sure you'll all agree. And then something that Melissa DeSantis touched on was the TLC fundraiser. That was a great opportunity for us as councillors to promote and advocate for cancer fundraising for young children in our community and right across Victoria. And I couldn't think of a more worthwhile event to fundraise for, and it was great to see so many people from the city of Melton turn out to actually support that event. So hopefully there'll be many more of those opportunities in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. On the 10th of February, I attended with the opening of the mental health facility, Barry's Road, with other councillors and Minister Hennessy. Great opportunity, great project. It's one of the shortfalls in the community health at this point in time, and Djerriwarra have advocated strongly for this facility along with council. On the 11th, I attended a somersault along with other councillors. Great outcomes. Yeah, it got a bit messy at the end, but still it is a great outcome for Caroline Springs and for the community, and I know that it will be a success for many years to come. The 13th of February, the Sons of West briefing about where we are going, what they are going to advocate, how we go engage with these people. 14th of February, I attended the Uniting Church briefing on homelessness, drugs and other issues impacting on the Melton community, and the progress forward, how they link with other groups within the community. Rather than do a one-off, there needs to be a united effort to curb the drug and also the crime within the youth in our town. 15th of February, 100 books before school launch. Yes, wonderful. Well, it's actually, it's good to see education, and particularly in preschoolers. Education is the one issue that makes everybody equal. It doesn't matter where you go in the world. If you have education, you can do anything you like. It equals, it doesn't divide. It makes everybody equal. And I'm an advocate for education at all levels. On the 18th, the fundraiser dinner dance at Caroline Springs for TLC for kids. Again, it's a wonderful outcome. A lot of money raised and a lot of effort went into it. On the 17th, I met with a South Sudanese community leader at the our rooms, who put forward what their view was, and obviously it's not the same as our view. We'd like to see them engage more. We'd like to see a lot more involvement with their own community groups. But yes, seed funding needs to be given to them so they can actually move forward. They can actually change. The culture has to change within their group. Not without. It cannot change from council. It must change within their own group. And leaders must lead. That's what they're about. On the 20th of February, the on-site tour of Woodley Project, great development. It is going to be a flag waver. It is going to be a gateway project for Melton for many years to come. The turning of the sod at Melton Library on the 27th of Feb, that's the third stage. On the 28th, I attended the masterclass with officers Peter Bean. Just principally, this NGA, the National Growth Area grouping, what that does, it identifies long-term, this is from the federal government, from the Prime Minister's office, it identifies long-term strategic agreements, how we partner up, where we go for funding. The difficulty with it is that Melton is still part of, let's say, the framework involved with Melbourne Central. It's difficult there. But yeah, we can go further. The strategic growth we have, they don't have. Melbourne is what it is. It's not going to grow much further than what it is. So we have an advantage. It's how we take advantage of that, how we actually go and bring on the federal government. They're the drivers, they're the one with the money, and that's where we should be lodging pitching our advocacy. And of course, on February 5, I joined at Arnold's Creek, Brookfield, which is in my area, at Keep Australia Beautiful. Yes, there was a few there. Did a great job on Arnold's Creek. A lot more work needs to be done. I know Arnold's Creek will be put into the parks in the council, major strategic positioning. But yeah, look, engagement with people. Yeah, you get to talk about all sorts of issues, not necessarily council, but why not engage? It doesn't take a lot. Whether you do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, it doesn't matter. But you're out there, you're seen. And that's what Melton needs, people to be seen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if I was being a fair chair, like the previous chair, I'd give Councillor Turner a go. But I think I'd like him to remain seated. Councillor Turner, you have 2 minutes.
2 minutes, Madam Mayor? Oh, jeez, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Now, I'm going to keep it very short tonight. On the 10th of the 2nd, I attended the Turning of the Sod, the Community Health Site in Barry's Road, something I've been waiting on for years. It's fantastic. It was a great, the last government funded it, but it's taken a long time of getting the money to us. It's predominantly, I believe, mental health, so it's very badly needed in our community. I attended Somersault, but I was only there early in the afternoon, well, early days. On the 15th of the 2nd, 1,000 books before school. You can tell I didn't read 1,000 books before school. On the 15th, where are we going now? On the 17th of the 2nd, actually one of the best nights of the month for me, I attended a movie night at and community fair at Rockbank. and the turnout was amazing. Compared to the last time we did it, it was fantastic. And what was most interesting about it was the people that were there were not just from Rockbank. I know it was targeted at Rockbank residents, but they had other family and friends from all over. And there were people from Werribee, there's people from Bathurst Marsh, there's people from Deer Park, and all parts of Melton as well, Caroline Springs included. So it was a really good night, and it was a fun night. The weather was good. On the 22nd of February, the 18th of February, many of us attended the TLC for Kids. That was a good night. On the 22nd, I attended the afternoon tea with yourself, and I promised I would not mention Alan Perry's their Citizen of the Year. I said I would not mention Alan Perry's in the audience. On the 3rd of March, the launch of I Belong, a new program of council, which gives, it's run by the Caldwell Committee, gives immigrants to Australia, and specifically Melton, the opportunity to see how they feel about the place, and at the end they all say, I belong. The Safer City Day, everybody's spoken about it. Only thing I'd like to add about that was on the day, well, until I'd left, that 18 people registered for child seat restraints. So that was a good outcome. The official invitation to the celebration for Sri Yaga Maha Yajna. See, with my accent, I get through it great. Oh, and I was at the Sri Durga.
That was perfect.
I was at the Sri Durga Temple, and that was a good day. Then Keep Australia Beautiful. Yeah, on yesterday, wasn't it? Jeez, can't remember. It was just yesterday. I attended Nathan Park, and I had to agree with
I'm being
Michelle.
A generous chair. He's gone into 3 minutes.
That's only 1.5 minutes. I agree with Michelle that this year the amount of rubbish we picked up was, I would say, half in what we did last year. So I attended Navan Park, and then, although I was the wrong sex, I attended the walk with her, and that finished off my weekend. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Okay, mine's going to be a little bit disjointed, but I hope everybody just bears with me for 30 seconds. I want to pay tribute to the five people that lost their lives in the light aircraft at Essendon Airport. It's in the Western region, and I think it's timely that we remember them. I also sent a congratulatory message to Lydia Lucilla as a result of her winning gold. I attended a number of meetings as the Mayor for the City of Melton. I was on the interview panel for the Independent Audit Committee member that's coming up soon. The Somersault Festival was probably one of the best I had ever been to ever. The fireworks were almost triple what they've been in other years. And I can't even think of her name. What's her name? Sneaky Sound System had everybody. And all I could see was people. The craft markets, the markets, and also the food vendors was absolutely to die for, because even though council had organised some pizzas, I think I had Mexican, seafood, donuts and a few other things, as you can tell. That I think Somersault will go from strength to strength. The 1,000 book launch before school, it's been mentioned. It sounds really ominous, but it only entails 10 minutes from the day the child is born or the baby's born. You need to read for 10 minutes a day, and that accumulates to the 1,000 hours or 1,000 books before school. So I expect everyone who's pregnant to go home and take that on board. The movie night and community there at Rockbank, yes, I agree with Councillor Turner, it was the best, and our council staff from the economic development, but especially through planning, and the ones that were talking about community development, I was going to call it the warm fuzzy side of council, need to be commended, because they were out there in force and they got a lot of feedback. And thank you to Councillor DeSantis and Councillor Turner who joined me there. Linking Melton South had a launch of five information plaques around the Melton railway station, and that was sensational to see. I was quiet for you, Councillor Hardy. I opened the Ballarat District Group CWA conference in Melton, the TLC fundraiser where Councillor Hardy was my partner for the night. Thank you for joining me, and I think every councillor bar none, bar one I think missed it because of a clash of dates. Everybody has been talking about the turning of the sod with Jill Hennessy, and I of all people have been on Jerrawarra Health for 13 years. I started lobbying for that in 2004 and I had a clash of appointments and couldn't have been there. So it is something sensational for Melton and I can't wait to see it. The afternoon tea, well, we all bow to the Citizen of the Year, Mr Alan Perry. He is an absolute remarkable man, but we had close to 40 other people there that were recognised both as nominees and winners. So it was great to hear what they had actually done for the community and to be able to celebrate that. And I thank Sunita and Hassan and my PA, who's down the back there somewhere, for all their involvement in making that happen. I attended a councillor workshop, which no one mentioned, so that for the council plan and the budget, but obviously everybody's very quick to forget that because that was a long day. The World Prayer Day was on Friday, the launch of I Belong. Now, if you get a chance to go down to CS Gallery, it's on till after Harmony Day. And I implore each and every one of you to go down and check it out because there's 16 and a half, with the half is the baby, from all diverse backgrounds, speaking about what makes Melton great. And I introduced it, but Councillor Turner features in his kilt. And Councillor DeSantis was taking a walk where near Hanawatts Park? And they were talking about as their council's representative on the called committee. The Save the City Day celebrations at Sir... How did you say it again, Councillor Turner? You're not going to help me now. Sir Yama Maha Yagna Day, and stand to be corrected. Keep Australia Beautiful, the walk with her phrases. Then I'll go on to, I met with residents to identify a suitable place for their worship. I met with residents or issues for running a business, they had issues with people running businesses from home. I met with delegations that are organising the network for Victorian mayors and councillors, and I'll brief councillors as soon as I can. I met with the South Sudanese leaders to help promote positive programs, and in that meeting there was Councillor Hardy, Councillor Mendes and Councillor DeSantis. Maybe you couldn't... Not, sorry, because Councillor Turner's at everything. I just wasn't sure. I met with the Melton Food Bank, which went on to our budget. I met with residents for 2 hours and walked around Caroline Springs Lake to have a look at every square inch of all the issues around that. So hopefully we'll get some rectification of those. And I met with the developers for the proposed development at 1-7 Caroline Springs Boulevard, which sounds really positive and exciting. I also attended an airport meeting at Diggers Rest. Now, not everybody's going to be able to see that map, but there's the township of Melton. And see that green line there? That's where the aircraft travel through now, on the green line through Melton, which is there. As of the 25th of next month, they're going to be going around here, which actually misses the township and Bacchus Marsh. So that has been an excellent outcome, and I ask one of our delegates, Mr David O'Connor, to please take it back to the Melbourne Airport, how wonderful I think they're actually listening to the community by and large. I also met with Minister Marlene Kay Roos and with General Manager Mr Maurie Heaney and our CEO Calvin Torrey, who also had Superintendent Lisa Hardiman from the police there. We were talking about a community safety forum, and I have a motion here to put up that I'm hoping one of my councillors will move and second, that council liaise with the Victorian Police, our local members, of Parliament to facilitate an appropriate forum to address current issues. It's as global as that, but I'd like to see someone move that. I'll read that again in about 30 seconds. But I just want to promote the Fraser Street opening and the Mackenzie Street redevelopment of the aged services and, of course, Harmony Day coming up. So please, if anyone's got some spare moments, join those occasions because they're family-friendly and great to see everybody there. Now, could I have a mover for that recommendation? I'm back in the chair now. Well, I don't want to use the word community safety forum, so I've said council liaise with the Victorian Police, members, our local members of Parliament, being Natalie Hutchins and Marlene Carews, to facilitate an appropriate forum to address current issues.
I'll be to move that, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Turner, is there a seconder for that motion?
I'd like to second it, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ibushi. Does anyone seek further clarification? The motion's been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does anyone want to speak to it? All those in favour? The motion's carried. Thank you, councillors. We will now move on to our notices of motion. Just in case you thought you were going to get away early, there are 15 of them. 15.1, notice of motion 452, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, notice was given at the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 6th of February 2017 of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 6th of March 2017. Motion, the Council write to 1. The Honourable Marlene Carews, Member for Corroy, to thank her for her hard work in regards to delivering the Caroline Springs station for our community, and 2. The Honourable Natalie Hutchins, Minister for Local Government, thanking her for her hard work in regards to securing the funding for the much needed secondary school in Taylors Hill West.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. The motion's been moved by Councillor Carley. Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ibushi. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Would any councillor like to speak? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Notice of motion 453, Councillor Mendes.
Okay. Notice was given at the ordinary meeting of Council held on 6th of February 2017 of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 6th of March 2017. That 1. Council officers investigate the costs of sealing Creamery, Burton's and Mechanics Roads, Toolan Vale and provide a report to Council. 2. Council write to Vic Roads requesting a 40-kilometre school zone to be introduced on Creamery, Burton's and Mechanics Roads, Toolan Vale.
So you've done 15.3? You missed one, look. Well, we'll do 15.3 and then we'll go back to 15.2. 15.3, which is 454 by Councillor Mendes, has been moved as stated. Is there a seconder for that motion?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that motion. Thanks.
Okay, the motion's been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Would any councillor like to speak to the motion? Councillor Mendes, would you like to speak to the motion?
I'd just like to say that it's an urgent requirement, and I actually stood outside Toolan Vale Primary School for about half an hour on pick-up time, and I have video evidence, and I'm actually alarmed at the number of parents that drive at probably 80, 90 k's per hour and collecting their children, and it's actually a almost like a roundabout, and it's three ways that you can go, and they actually go off in all three directions all at once, and how not one car has actually come to collide together alarms me. So yep, it's something that's urgently required.
Thank you, Councillor Mendez. You can sit for a moment. I'm sorry to get you up like a jack-in-the-box. Councillor Clarnley, no? Any other councillor wish to speak to the motion before us? Okay, councillors. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Mendez, seconded by Councillor Carley. All in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, we'll now go back to 15.2, notice of motion 453, Councillor Mendez.
All right, sorry for the confusion. Notice was given at the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 6th of February 2017 of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 6th of March 2017. The council officers write to Vic Roads and request that the 80-kilometre speed limit on the Diggers Rest Komati Road be reduced to 60 kilometres.
Thank you, Councillor Mendez. The motion's been moved by Councillor Mendez. Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Okay, does any councillor seek further clarification? The motion's been moved by Councillor Mendez, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? No. Councillors, all those in favour of the motion, raise your hand. Motion's carried. Thank you. We are now on to 15.4, notice of motion 455, Councillor Ibushi.
Madam Mayor, that Council facilitate an official opening of the Melton Botanic Gardens in 2017, with the focus of inviting the Honourable Daniel Andrews MP and the Governor of Victoria, the Honourable Linda Dessau AM, to officially open the gardens.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. The motion's been moved by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor wish to second?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Councillor DeSantis. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Would any councillor like to speak to the item? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. 15.5, notice of motion 456, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move motion that council officers provide a report to council on the outcomes of a free green waste service provided at the Melton Recycling Facility in November 2015-2016, along with the options for expanding the times, days and months of which the service is available.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Turner. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion's been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Would any councillor like to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, 15.6, notice of motion 457, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting council to be held on the 6th of March 2017. The motion is that council rescind the resolution of council to grant a permit made on the 6th of February 2017 in relation to item 12.7, planning application PA2016-53031, use and development of the land for the sale of Christmas decorations and Christmas-themed products market with associated car parking in conjunction with the Melton Christmas Tree Farm at 319 to 391 Leakes Road, Plumpton. And Madam Mayor, could I just say if this is seconded and the motion is rescinded, I do have a foreshadowed motion.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Okay, the motion has been moved by Councillor Carley. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ibushi. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor seek further clarification on the item? Does any councillor wish to speak to the item? This is the only opportunity people get to speak now. Okay, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Do I not get to speak if it's a foreshadowed motion?
Yes, you will.
If that does go through?
But on this item?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Madam Mayor, I can say my reasons why I wanted this to rescind. I was a bit concerned that when this had actually gone through, that the two ward councillors ourselves, we'd actually gone out to meet with the residents. We've met with the residents that have objected to this to this planning application. There were a lot of things that raised red flags for me, Madam Mayor. I believe that the proposal will cause traffic and safety issues on Leakes Road and Melton Highway. That's already just a death trap there. And to have more vehicles attend this market, it's just going to get worse and worse. The unreasonable impacts on nearby properties such as the noise, the rubbish and the vehicle activity. There were already residents that said to us that they had trucks coming at all hours, and the gravel car park was raising a lot of dust concerns. They had the headlights of the semi-trailers shining throughout their houses, and these are all the concerns that that residents had. The hours of operation at the time weren't clearly stated when this application first came to council. The gravel, dirt, mud on the road, the loss of property values. The proposal will immensely impact on the rural living and agricultural uses in the area, and the proposal would create an eyesore when viewed from Leakes Road. Madam Mayor, I think for those, my fellow councillors who know, but I'll just refresh their memory, that this has come to council twice before. This was the third time, and twice before it's been said no. Not fought by council. The first time it was said by council, the owners took it to VCAT, and VCAT VCAT agreed with council's decision at that time, and please correct me, Mr. Luke Shannon, if I'm wrong anywhere. And also the second time when it came before council, council did say yes. The proposal had been reduced to the number of stalls. However, the residents, I believe, took the matter to VCAT, and VCAT again overturned council's decision and did not allow this to happen. So this is now the third time that this has come before us. And I have huge, huge concerns that will it stay at the amount of market places that they're saying it will, or will this lead to a huge market that's really going to impact these residents?
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any other councillor wish to speak to the item? Are you speaking for the motion that's before us to rescind? Yep. Can I get someone who would like to speak against it first, Councillor Mendes? Councillor Mendes?
Pardon?
Could I get you to sit? Because I need someone who opposes. Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This has been an issue for council for quite some time. The last time council supported this, and as you know, it was taken elsewhere. The owners of this property have been trying for years to do something with the property. They have the Christmas tree farm, obviously at Christmas time, and that runs for, well, probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks. They have a lot of traffic coming through that town, and there's never been an issue. As far as the truck movements go, if it is becoming a problem, at least it is, it can be a condition in the permit for getting the use of the land. The car park in the roads have been all right in the past for the Christmas tree farms. And as far as the junction goes, maybe it's about time we were fighting harder to sort the junction, not stop a business owner trying to make some money out of his property. I mean, it's a bad junction. We all know it's a bad junction. Why should that stop a property owner in the road beside it having a business just because we're against them because there's a bad junction there? We all know it's a bad junction. All I can see is the size of the market. It's a lot smaller than was originally contemplated, and he wouldn't be able to increase the size of it because there'd be permit conditions. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor Ibushi, did you want to speak to the item? No. Councillor Mendes.
Okay, with all due respect to those people that have just spoken, Councillor Turner, I agree with Councillor Carley. In regards to the promoting businesses in Melton, I'm all for promoting businesses anywhere within the City of Melton. However, my visit to this site, I was rather concerned for the following reasons. The size of the premises has another shed on the premises which he has not allocated at this stage as to what the usage of it will be. My concern is if Council actually pass a permit for this business to operate, will the permit guidelines be followed and will the shed be come to Council for further permit applications to do further business on it, or will they go ahead without any consideration for coming to Council to consider that permit a greater amount of business? Will it remain at only 250 stalls, or will it increase to a greater size? The current premises only has a gravel property and it doesn't have any parking facilities for cars. Traffic management is not being considered on the property for parking of vehicles, let alone access to and from Leakes Road and onto Melton Highway. Whilst you can access Melton Highway by turning left, to turn right for residents heading towards Melton is a considerable concern, and I do agree that it is our job to advocate to the state government to improve that intersection, and I believe that many of us have been trying to do that for years, and I'm not saying that the business shouldn't go ahead because of that intersection. I'm concerned for the other reasons that I've mentioned and for the following. Both Councillor Carley and I over the last few months have received many complaints from residents about trucks and noise on many properties in Leakes Road, and we continually undertake getting officers to go out to see those people. And those vehicles are going at all hours of the night, which I believe are also the case with the current property before us. So that also needs to be addressed. And the traffic on the property, from what I can see on the day, there are cars coming and going with no other than one entrance and exit point. And when we requested an understanding of how traffic management was to occur on the property, we were told they come in one gate and out the other. And they didn't seem to have any knowledge of what was required in regards to traffic management on the day of an event in regards to holding stalls. So for this to be further improved, I'd like to see people actually employed to do traffic management on the day of the event at the cost of the owners of the business. And I'd like to see some sort of traffic management put in place onto Leakes Road for the safety of our residents. It's an intersection where many people have been killed and many fatalities, with another accident just outside Leakes Road on the corner where the windmill was last week, which held traffic coming into Melton up for over half an hour, because I was one of the people that had the lucky opportunity to be involved in that hold-up. And I just want to see better improvements, not just on traffic management, but understanding of what this business intends to do with its second shed. And hopefully they can come back to Council with some understandings as to what they intend to do and how they're going to improve traffic management.
Does anyone want to speak against the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Right. I understand that the concerns of the residents and fellow councillors, and they are obviously issues that must be taken into account by the developer or the proponent. Permit conditions do make it complicit upon the developer, the proponent, to abide. If he doesn't, then the development or the Christmas tree or whatever we want to call it is stood down until such time as the compliance. Traffic management is a requirement at law. It's not a requirement by council. So we can actually take it to Vic Roads. Forward to that, if we're looking at Plumpton and we're looking at Leakes Road, when you get development, it does force Vic Roads and the state government to take those intersections seriously, because there is traffic management issues, and we all understand that. So one of the things we can leverage the state and state government and Vic Roads is there is going to be developments in those areas, there is going to be traffic management areas or issues, so we can leverage in that that area. To the site, there must be traffic management on the site. They just can't, so willy-nilly, decide to put on X amount of cars to site. And I have great concerns about, say, toilet facilities and other facilities, which would be coming to the permit. So all things being considered, there is a host of issues that this development would have to comply with at great costs. I'm not quite sure they'd be able to do it and justify the costs. So just because they put up a permit application doesn't necessarily say they're going to afford it. Our position is we do not lower our permit conditions. We enhance it, so for all our community, not for people just around the corner, not for noise and dust and toilet issues and traffic management, Leakes Road and Plumpton and other intersections. We do it because, right, we can get better. Leaving it there will only ensure that he continues on doing what he does at the moment, because we can't stop him. It's zero. We just cannot stop him from doing what he does now. But once we go to the permit conditions, we can top load these permit conditions with the best permit conditions for Melton and its surrounding areas. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak against the rescission?
Madam Mayor, I think we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves. I believe that this is basically we should be debating as to why it should be rescinded or why it should be taken back for consideration. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I was absent at the last chamber meeting, but the reason why it's been rescinded was because fellow councillor, Councillor Lara Carley, didn't get a chance to put forward another alternate or foreshadow a motion because of this new system that we have.
No,
so,
sorry, that wasn't the case.
Well, that's what I said. Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong. However, I believe that this was never discussed.
It wasn't discussed. Right.
Well, Councillor Carley's... Okay, so...
No such motion existed because the motion on the books was approved.
Exactly, Madam Mayor. That is what my argument is about. We're talking about why it should be rescinded, not as yet whether it's a good application or not. Let's first discuss why or why it should not be rescinded, and then obviously once Councillor Carley puts forward her foreshadow, then have the discussion around the planning issues. So that's why I would like to hear what the foreshadow motion is, and then base my decision upon whether it's a good planning application or not. And that's my part of the debate, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Would someone else like to speak against it or for it? Okay, I'd actually like to vacate the chair and speak against it. Having said that, and now... No, Councillor Turner's spoken, so... I have vacated the chair, Carrot. No, he has already addressed the chamber, so it is up to either Councillor DeSantis or Councillor Kesich. Councillor Bushy seconded it. Thank you. I'd like to move that, seeing they're both new, Councillor Kesich, would you like to assume the chair? I'll move a motion to that extent. Is it seconded?
I'll second that motion, Madam Mayor.
All those in favour of putting Councillor Kesich in the chair? Are you happy to do that, Councillor Kesich? You can remain seated.
Madam Mayor, this is totally new for me, but if you lead me, I will...
I am sorry for throwing you into the hot seat. Thank you, Councillor. We've had a seconder. I'll put the motion that Councillor Kesich be the chair. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Councillor Kesich, you are now the chair. You can remain seated. Could you acknowledge myself, please?
Madam
Councillor Ramsey.
Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you. I agree with Councillor Madelick about the rescission part of the debate. But as we've gone into the issues and Councillor Carley and Councillor Mendes have articulated their concerns as to why they want it rescinded, I will now address those, if I may. The markets are only for Sundays. The markets are for 3 months of the year. they already have a thriving Christmas tree business. Most of the markets will be surrounded about around the Christmas tree themes. There are 31 stallholders, not 250. The last time someone declared that there was quite a few more than that and council approved it. The officers recommended that...
Point of order, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Where did anyone ever state that there was 250?
Councillor Mendes.
Okay.
Stated it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Councillor Carley, but I'm now Councillor Ramsey. The officers recommended the report. The hours of operation have been clearly stated. Once Councillor Mendes was referring about her concerns about traffic management, a traffic management plan needs to and must be made as part of the permit conditions. Doesn't matter what they do in another shed on their property. Doesn't concern us at all. And if people are scared of, worried about the dust, then don't build next to a quarry site. The corner of Plumpton and Leakes Road, very scary. But I believe you need to go and lobby the state government, because we're in a growth corridor and that area is going to be built up. And, you know, there's funding for community markets and community festivals happening from all areas, right across the board, right across our municipality. We're not going to stop economic development. We should enhance it. The hours of operation, as I said, are clearly stated. They have got a permit for their operation, or they've got as of right use, and they work within it. I mean, what they do in their second shed is of no concern to council, as I said, just like what you do in your garden shed is of no concern to council. As long as they meet the official permit conditions as we state them and they're enforced, then I can't see why we're stopping, while we're even thinking of entertaining this recommendation. Seeing council last term, or the term before, approved it at far more stalls than this. So when it comes down to it, I'll cease there.
Madam Mayor, sorry, you've actually gone past the 3 minutes that any speaker's able to, and I don't know if Councillor Kesig knows that, but you've spoken for 3 minutes. Oh, 3 minute one. Thank you. I was taking time to...
I think I've been lenient as the chair. And I've
Madam Mayor, you're not the chair now. You stepped out of the chair, and it's Councillor Kesig.
Funnily,
Councillor Kesig's the chair. It's 3:01.
I'm sorry that my arguments are too good, Councillor Carley.
Thank you.
That's your opinion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors. Is anybody else would like to speak for the order? For the motion.
Temporary chairperson, I move that the motion be put, please.
Okay.
The motion being put, Councillor Kesich, means that you say Councillor Carley, Councillor Ibushi have moved the motion.
Councillor Carley, Councillor Ibushi move the motion.
Move the motion. Can I see all those in favour of the motion?
You're not in the chair. If he needs direction, he needs to get it from the General Manager of Corporate Services. I'm sorry, Madam Mayor, but if we're going by the book and the rules have been slightly amended, if he needs help, which, you know, I feel for him because he's been put in this position and it is scary and difficult, so if he needs clarification, Mr. Peter Bean's here.
Thank you very much. A position is not scary. It is only that I've never been in this position, so I hope I will be one day for a little bit longer. So, thank you.
If I can assist you, you have a motion that the motion be put. It doesn't require a seconder. You now put that motion without debate to the meeting.
So. I'm putting this motion without debate to the meeting. All those in favour? Thank you. All those against?
Mr. Temporary Chair, I call for a division, please.
Terry.
No,
all those four.
You've got to read, call out their names.
Councillor Carley, Councillor Santis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Maidlik, Councillor Bushi. Thank you. All those against? Councillor Turner, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy. And division carried. Thank you.
Now need to put the substantive motion to the meeting without any further debate.
I'd like to put this attention motion without any further debate.
Those in favour?
Those in favour?
Yep.
Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Bushi and Councillor Maidlik. All those against? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, Councillor Kesich and Councillor Hardy. Carrying.
Glad to come back to that. Let's continue.
Foreshadowed motion is now before the Chair.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Tory. I do have a foreshadowed motion. Okay, so the Mayor will now resume the Chair.
And foreshadowed motion.
Your first foreshadowed motion, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Item 15.6, a foreshadowed motion for planning application, PA 20165303. Use and development of the land for the sale of Christmas decorations and Christmas themed products market with associated car park in conjunction with the Melton Christmas Tree Farm at 319-391 Leakes Road, Plumpton. The resolution, the council issue a notice of refusal to grant a permit on the following grounds. One, the proposal has the potential to exacerbate traffic safety issues on both Leakes Road and the intersection of Leakes Road and the Melton Highway. Two, the application does not properly demonstrate how the use of resulting car parking will be managed so as not to create amenity problems for the surrounding residents. Three, the proposal is more appropriately located within the Melton Tourist Precinct rather than the Greenwich areas, which are largely devoted to agricultural and related uses. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillors second the motion?
I'd like to second it, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Bush. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion?
Madam Mayor, I will speak. I spoke before, but I know that this is my opportunity, my last opportunity to speak. I asked my fellow councillors that did oppose the rescission motion, have you actually gone out to speak to the residents that are affected? You've spoken to the residents that are affected.
I've spoken to a number of people in the area.
Have my other fellow councillors spoken to any of the residents that are affected? You have not. Okay. Madam Mayor, I have, and like I said, Councillor Mendes has, and there were huge concerns for me, and Councillor Mendes, I know, touched on quite a lot of the concerns. I won't repeat myself, Madam Mayor, but I just wanted to see which councillors have actually gone out to speak to the residents that have been affected, because I don't think that any of us would actually like to drive out of our driveways and look at a market in front of our properties. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Abushi, would you like to... Oh, hang on. I've got to go opposing. Anyone against... would like to speak against the motion before us? Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't want to go on either, and we'll just get to the vote. But I support the original motion, which has been rescinded. I don't believe we should be standing in this business's way of improving, and if I was living in the country, I would not have a problem driving up my drive and seeing a market in front of me. It would be fantastic. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Bushi, no? Anyone else want to speak for it, for the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I would like to speak for the motion, or is it against?
No, you're for it.
I'm confused. However, in saying that, Madam Mayor, I agree with Councillor Carley's notice of motion. Some of the points that were made are relevant. In regards to what the council did 4-2-3 terms ago, we do have a new council. This is a new council. We've got two new ward councillors for that particular area. I believe Councillor Carley or Councillor Mendes was not on this council when that decision was made. Mm. I heavily rely on ward councillors to give me their feedback. They live in the area, Madam Mayor. They live and breathe with the residents. I don't want to be ward-centric. That's not to say, you know, I don't take into consideration any other issue. However, in this case, I didn't go visit the site. I know that Councillor Carley and Councillor Mendes did, and they have concerns. They've spoken to their residents, and that's why I'm supporting Councillor Carley's motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any other councillor wish to speak against the motion? Okay. Councillor Carley, would you like to close the debate?
Madam Mayor, I think I've said everything that I've wanted to say, and I thank my fellow councillors, those who did support me on the rescission motion. It means a lot to myself and Councillor Mendes, and also the residents that are really concerned about this application going or was going to go through, or still going through. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Okay, we will now go to the vote. The motion's been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. All those in favour of the motion? All those against?
Madam Mayor, I call for a division.
Okay. I was just going to say the motion's carried. Okay, division called. All those for? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Mabey, Councillor Ibushi. All those against? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. The motion's carried. Thank you. Right, we will now move on to 15. I just want to double check. Notice of motion 458, Councillor Ibushi.
The Council write to the Honourable Lisa Neville MP, Minister for Police, to gain her commitment around exactly how many new officers will be deployed in the City of Melton, including Caroline Springs Station and Melton Police Station. Furthermore, given the escalating level of antisocial behaviour in our community, that the Minister review its position on the opening hours of Caroline Springs Station in order to give our community greater access to local police. That officers prepare a report in relation to resourcing a youth outreach team for Council's public events where it is likely to attract large numbers of young people. The report should include specific consideration of the team being made up of workers, community leaders who are representative of the cultural cross-section of our community.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Ibushi. Is the motion seconded?
I'm happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Maidlick, does any councillor seek further clarification on this motion? Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. 15.8, Notice of Motion 459, Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to give a notice of my intention to move the following motion at ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 6th of March 2017. That officers prepare a report regarding the formation of an African community working group under the auspice and guidance of Council's Cult Advisory Committee, with a specific task of developing recommendations and a community action plan to support and empower communities to address issues in the short and long term. The report is to make recommendations about this proposed community-based working group, including terms of reference and membership.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Kethledge. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Does any council seek further clarification on the motion? Councillor Turner.
I'd like to ask if the formation of the working group is only for the African community or it will involve other communities as well.
Councillor Kethledge.
For the time being, just for African, but with a view to expand on new and emerging communities in Melton.
As the Chair of Council's called Advisory Committee, though, Councillor Turner, I'm sure you'll play an integral role in this. Okay. Clarification,
In regards to it just being an African community working group, so does that mean we're going to have a cold advisory committee and also an African one in the hope that they'll join? Or that's part one of my question. Part two is, do we have an African representative on the cold committee at the moment? We do. So just so we're not doubling up on having committees everywhere, how is this actually going to work?
Councillor Kethledge, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, I had extensive communication with members of African groups because of what we had on summer, so what's happened. They are quite keen to sit together with the council, with different groups, and discuss how we can move forward.
Thank you. Does that meet your... Okay. Mr. Heaney? Sorry, I can't see you.
Let the officers do the report and we'll come back with a number of options for council to consider at that point in time.
And the notice of motion does state that it's under the auspices and guidance of council's called advisory committee. Okay, if there are no further questions or clarification, the notice of motion has been moved by Councillor Kethledge, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Would any councillor like to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. 15.9. This is I'm rising from the chair, and Councillor Turner, if you could fill in as the will you recognise? Notice of motion 460 is I hereby give my intention. The council officers prepare a report for council detailing an assessment of possible sites for a new 5-court highball indoor stadium in Melton Township, inclusive of an analysis of potential funding sources for such a facility.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. I have a motion on the table from Councillor Ramsey, moved by Councillor Ramsey. Can I have a seconder for the motion?
Sorry, I'd like to second that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Your mic off.
Could you hear him?
We have a motion on the table moved by Councillor Sophie Ramsey and Councillor these towers are killing me. I forgot your surname. Melissa DeSantis. So moved and seconded. Do I have a speaker to the motion? No?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm correct. Yeah, I thought it was right.
Seek clarification.
I thought I was asking for a speaker to the motion.
No, I don't want to speak.
You don't want to speak. Does any council require clarification? No? Okay, well, I'll move by Councillor. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. All those in favour of the motion? I can't vote. Okay, the motion's carried. Sorry, guys.
Stay in the chair.
Thank you. I hereby give my intention to move that Council write to the Minister for Transport and I'll reiterate that, write to the Minister for Transport, Member of Melton, CEO of VicRoads and Regional Manager VicRoads, advocating for the urgent signalisation of Coburn Road High Street intersection.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. You're moving the motion. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Temporary Chair, I second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. I have a mover, I have a seconder. Does anyone wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, Temporary Chair, I'd like to speak to the motion. High Street and Coburn's Road is a major arterial. The current position is that people come along High Street onto Coburn's Road for the access to the freeway. It is doubling up, and until such time as the Bulman Road interchange is put in place, Coburn's Road is going to get more and more traffic because there is, up at Arnold's Creek, further development and also north of that area. So there is going to be more and more traffic into an uncontrolled intersection, and I mean uncontrolled. This is unacceptable in today's society. It has to have traffic lights, traffic signalling, whatever we want to call it, but it has to have traffic requirements. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Okay, we'll put the motion. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. I recognise the Chair, Councillor Ramsey.
Are you happy with the way we're doing it, Councillor Bushy? Thank you. 15.1 Notice of Motion 462, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the motion that Council's 2018 Australia Day celebration event be held at the Morton Homestead on Calder Park Drive in Taylor's Hill.
The motion's been moved by Councillor Carley. Is there a seconder for that motion?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any Council seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Are we saying that there's going to be two functions, one in Melton and one in...
No, I wasn't saying that at all. I just thought that in 2018, the Australia Day celebrations could be held at the Morton Homestead instead.
Instead of
Melton? Instead of the Willows.
Is that
for 1 year in 2018.
Is that for one as a one-off?
Yes. Just okay.
Thank you. Beautiful. Does any other council seek further clarification?
I'd like to find out if there's enough room at the homestead to run it as well as it's been run at present.
I would think that we could run it there. Yep.
Any further clarification? Okay. Does any Councillor wish to speak to the item? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I just thought that Australia Day is such a lovely celebration, and I've attended in all my years that I've been on Council last term and this year. And I look at the Morton Homestead on Calder Park Drive, and again, that is just a beautiful, beautiful site. Mm. And it's never used. There's a men's shed there now. I know they've got the beautiful greenery there, and they've got a playground and things like that, and I just thought, why not for 1 year just have it at the Morton Homestead?
Okay. Councillor Maidlick, would you like to say something?
I'd like to reserve my right of reply, Madam Mayor.
You don't have a right of reply because you were seconder.
I believe anyone has a right of reply, Madam Mayor.
No, only the mover.
All right, well then I'll
you know
speak.
That under meeting procedure.
But did you want to speak to someone if they were against it first before it comes back to me?
No, I just. Does anyone
Isn't
want
it
to,
for and against?
Yeah, does anyone mean? Want to speak against it? Just speak loudly, Councillor Mendes.
I'm actually really concerned that if we do take it to the Moreton Homestead, in the same reasons as Councillor Turner just spoke about, in regards, even though council officers said that it could be held there, I'd like to see a full investigation on the actual facility in terms of the parking and the cost of having it there, if they're actually the same as having it at Melton, or if there's any differences. So I'd like to see actual full report to be tabled before council before this would even be considered.
Okay. So you push...
Who's opposed it?
Okay. Before us... Okay, Councillor Maidlick.
Councillor Maidlick, Madam Mayor.
I do not, sorry.
That's all right. Madam Mayor, I'd really like to see this occur, and I commend my fellow councillor for this fantastic notice of motion. I've been on council, this is my ninth year, and we have always had it at Melton Willows, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that changing it up a little bit will give our new residents a chance to see the different locations that we have on offer, and perhaps after this one, and I'm sure it'll be a success. The officers have said that they can make it work. I don't see why there would be an extra cost. The same equipment that's over there would just be taken to the Moreton Homestead location. So I'd really like to see this go forward, and I would strongly encourage my fellow ward councillors and also the Eastern Corridor and also the township. But I can see how the township councillors would be a little bit possessive of this matter.
Don't presume to know.
I'm not presuming, but I'm just saying I can see, you know, there's a lot of tradition behind that, but hey, this is a new council. Let's start making new traditions. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Can I move in on to it?
Not from the chair.
I have to leave the chair again.
I'm just seeking advice because I would like to make a slight amendment that the council in 2008. Okay, Councillor Turner.
I think that we run some great events in our city, and we should stop getting this idea that Melton and Caroline Springs are two separate places. We should start getting the idea that we have something on one side, we can have something on the other side. Well, we're going to start. We'll have Somersault in Melton next year. We'll have Lakeside Live in Melton the year after. We'll have that in Avon Park. We've just got to get together and just say, look, we've got these events. We've got some fantastic events. People can travel 15, 20 minutes. It's not the end of the world. I just think it's ridiculous.
Welcome
to Council One Australia Day. Councillor Carley. No, I'm not talking about Councillor Carley. I'm talking about people coming to an event. It's in a place. It's been done in that place year after year. It's known how it's done, and it's an easy event to run. If you start moving events all over the place, it's getting more difficult. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Just a point of clarification.
Yes.
Just a point of clarification. Councillor Turner mentioned Caroline Springs. This is in Moreton Homestead. That's not in Caroline Springs. Just a point
that.
Of clarification.
I think
I'm just saying.
Councillor Ibushi, did you want to...
Yeah, Madam Mayor, Councillor Carley's right that this particular site is underutilised. Mm. And I think by running the Australia Day event next year, it's going to hopefully, because we attract so many people in the community, it's going to lift the profile of that place and hopefully can start to be utilised more often. And this isn't an argument about you have it in Melton, we have it in Caroline Springs or Taylor's Hill or Diggers Rest or wherever. This is about moving, we are one municipality, moving our events around the municipality is not a big deal. It provides the people, the new residents in the Eastern Corridor, an opportunity to event something local to them, so we can showcase to things like the Moreton Homestead and all the other major facilities that we have in the Eastern Corridor. And it would be nice to also see, in the same way that my family and my neighbour attended the event in Melton, it'll be really nice to also see the guys that live in the township to come up to the Eastern Corridor, because we need to start mixing as a community.
Exactly. Councillor Hardy first.
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I agree with Councillor Mendez that the officers prepare a report. The report will be conclusive to say, right, what we are doing within the community, where it's going, and, you know, other issues pertaining to the use of the site. But having said that, there's no reason why we can't have two. There's just simply no reason, right, that the option is not, right, inclusive of.
Sorry, just put a clarification. We run a citizenship ceremony at the Australia. We wouldn't be running two citizenship ceremonies.
You can't
ceremonies.
Do
only
can't
run
do
one.
Two.
No.
Singularly, but we go back to the Willows, right? There's a trade-off in other facilities then. It's just simply, as Councillor Turner put it out, right? We are inclusive. We are out there. There are all sorts of festivals and all sorts of grants and everything else going on that is divided amongst our community. It is not singly. To move it from where it is, absolutely, right, the best facility. Everybody comments on it. And to bring it off to somewhere else, does it achieve? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But am I prepared to risk it? No.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak for it?
Madam Mayor, I believe that Councillor Carley, she had a valid point and I would support her on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Councillor DeSantis, did you want to speak? Or you don't have to, because I'm looking for someone to take the chair.
I agree with Councillor Carley too, that I believe we've got one city. I agree we're a city of Melton. And we have two, or possibly more, two different areas of communities within that city, and I feel that if we can always have it in one area, it wouldn't hurt to have it in the other area, just to show something, you know, to the other residents. I think that's a fantastic idea. Thank you.
Can I get up and talk?
I don't think so now, Madam Mayor. You needed to.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, you don't have a say, I don't think, because everybody's spoken, so no one can take the chair.
No, I think
I'm sorry.
Chair, Madam Mayor.
Okay. But do I get to close the...
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I actually looked at this and thought this is only one Australia Day celebration that I've asked for in 2018. I didn't mention us and them. I didn't mention that we were divided. And it was really sad, Councillor Turner, to hear you actually say that, because that was never my intention. I just simply asked for an Australia Day celebration to come to the Morton Homestead, a great facility that hardly gets used. It's absolutely beautiful. And would there be extra costs? Well, like Councillor Malick said, it's just basically moving two marquees over, because the rest are just food trucks and everything else that can just drive to the location. There's plenty of parking at Morton Homestead. So, Madam Mayor, you know, That's all I can really say. And thank you to my fellow councillors who have spoken in support of this.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. That brings a close to debate. But as I was unable to speak because everybody wanted to have their say, I'm going to seek some clarification. I would really like to... I agree wholeheartedly with Councillor Carley. I think an Australia Day celebration at Morton Homestead during... this term of council would be a wonderful one, as long as you can guarantee us, Mr. Bean, that the site can accommodate an Australia Day with 180 residents.
Through you, Madam Mayor, to the council, nothing's guaranteed in life, but I haven't disappointed council to date in my time here. So.
You haven't. I would have also liked to have seen a report with costings, just to validate it, not to necessarily say, no, don't do it. I think the site is underutilised. But what would it cost to run an event? Would it cost any more or any less to have it?
Through Madam Mayor, to the Council, currently we have to ship everything into the Willows to run the actual function. So I wouldn't envisage that we would have to be incurring any additional cost at this time.
And I want to ask Councillor Carley, is 2018 a firm date for you, or any time during this term would suffice?
Madam Mayor, I'd like 2018.
Okay, I will put the notice of motion. All those in favour of the notice of motion? All those against?
Madam Mayor,
division, please.
Who am I going to recognise first?
Okay,
all those for? Hang on, I'm getting confused there. Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Kisich, Councillor Maidlick and Councillor Ibushi. Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. All those against? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy. I call the division's been carried. Okay, notice of motion 463, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that a report come to Council with a full breakdown of all costings associated with the Merrill High Tea, and that the report also include the number of Melton City Council residents that attended the event.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy. Councillor Carley, is the motion seconded?
I'd like to second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ibushi. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor seek further clarification?
Madam Mayor, I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
With this, as I know it is taking place this Friday, the 10th,
mm-hmm.
Has this been budgeted for?
No, it hadn't been budgeted for.
Do we know roughly the cost of this event?
Just under $20,000, Councillor Carley.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Any further clarification? Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? Okay, the motion's been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Item 15.13, notice of motion 464, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Notice of motion 464. I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council held on 6th of March 2017, that Council officers prepare a brief report regarding parking concerns in Stirling Terrace, Melton West. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. The motion's been moved by Councillor DeSantis. Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ibushi. Motion before us has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor wish to seek clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to seek clarification as to why it's only covering Stirling Terrace, as I have quite a large knowledge over several years of the issues associated with this area.
Councillor Mendes, do you want to see this motion widened, or do you want a response to just as is? So what's your question?
Well, I'd actually like to see the whole area behind Catholic Regional College and I'm having one of your moments now, Siena College, the primary school. The whole area of the streets and the courts behind that area actually looked at by parking officers on a greater length, and I know that that's something that they have been doing over the years, and I just hope that they don't turn every street into a no-standing area.
Okay. Can I refer back to Councillor DeSantis, who moved it, and Councillor Ibushi, who seconded it? Would you like to extend that brief?
Madam Mayor, I was concerned with that area, but if Councillor Mendes would like to add to that, that's fine with me. I was just approached by a couple of residents in the area and have looked at it myself with the bylaws officers, who are very supportive of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Ibushi, have you got any objection to that? No? Okay, Councillor Mendes, what's the wording you require in this report? We tricked you. Come on, think of them.
The Council officers prepare a brief report regarding parking concerns in all streets surrounding Catholic Regional College and St Catherine's Primary School. During the, can I give specific times? because it's usually at the end of the day. I'd say between 2:30 and 3:30 on a Monday to Friday.
Okay. So you don't need to specify the time. We just surround all streets surrounding CRC and St Catherine's Primary School. Will that suffice? Are you happy with that, Councillor Mendes? Oh, Councillor DeSantis? Are you happy with that, Councillor Ibushi?
Can I have that read out to me again, please?
It's just prepare a brief report regarding the parking concerns in Stirling Terrace, Melton, and the surrounding streets behind CRC and St Catherine's Primary School.
As long as it encompasses all the other surrounding...
Yeah. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Are you happy with that, Councillor Mendes? And your... OK.
Can I have a point of clarification?
I've just got them all being happy. Come on.
The point of clarification is, right, will the report include residents being issued parking permits?
No.
So they can get stung with a parking fine. So there's no differential between someone who's not local and then a local. There's no differential.
Can I ask a question? Do we issue parking permits to anybody in the City of Melton?
No.
Okay.
It is an option, and the motion as it currently stands asks for a report regarding parking concerns. One of the concerns is that non-residents are parking and residents wish to park, then it would be one of the options that we could look at.
Yes.
But, you know, that's, again, it's a report to come forward, so...
That's the intention, the issue I raised, that there's no differential between non-resident and resident. So in the report, it should be detailed enough to recognise one or the other.
Councillor Hardy, I think we're just getting... we've asked for a brief report, and I think we're exploring an encyclopaedia at the moment. So I'll go back to the council officers, prepare a brief report regarding parking concerns in Stirling... Terrace, Melton and surrounding streets around CRC and St Catherine's Primary School. If everybody's happy with those wording, does any councillor wish to speak on the notice of the motion that's before us? No one wants to speak? Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to mention how it was actually more of an issue of the residents parking across actual driveways and things like that. So I understand if there was some for the people living in the homes to have a ticket to say that is their car. Mm. I don't think that would be too much of an issue, would it? Okay, you're one of them. Okay. that was the main issue, but also it was blocking off traffic to people who were parking on either side. The street's really, really thin. And it was actually stopping cars getting out, so that's a safety issue in itself. And also people letting young children out while there's cars trying to... I can just see danger ahead. So, you have to be able to get a vehicle through and to be able to block off someone's driveway. If someone's got a child that needs to get out or themselves, for instance, they can't get out their own driveway. That's a accident waiting to happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Mendes, I might just ask you if you feel you've got a... indirect conflict, because this has just been extended to include the areas and most of the issues that Melissa or Councillor DeSantis. Yeah. All right. I'll just. No, we haven't put a street name in, but it covers. You can. It's in common with a number of residents, that's fine. Okay, so thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Any other councillor wish to speak to this item?
Just one point of clarification, sorry. I just want to confirm, I promise you I'm not going to ask any further questions, but does this...
Got that in writing.
Is the wording Stirling Terrace still exist in the wording?
I will read the motion again.
Yep.
The council officers prepare a brief... report regarding parking concerns in Stirling Terrace, Melton, and Melton West, and the surrounding streets around CRC, which is Catholic Regional College, and St Catherine's Primary School. Everybody happy? Okay. If no one else wishes to speak to the motion has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Bushy, amended by Councillor Mendes. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Okay, 15.14, notice of motion 465, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Notice of motion 465, I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on 6th of March 2017. The motion that council officers prepare a report regarding funding the installation of CCT cameras in the council chamber for use during ordinary meetings of council for 1) security and 2) the live streaming of the meetings to the residents. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Is there a seconder for the motion before us?
Madam Mayor, I'll second that. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Motion before us has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor seek further clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd just like to ask whether for live streaming of meetings, would that be CCT cameras or would that be some other camera? Because I wasn't sure if CCT cameras actually have the ability to live stream meetings, or would that be addressed in the report?
excuse me. Madam Mayor, through you to Councillor Malik, it would be one of the factors that would be reported on. However, just based on a prior report that council officers undertook, I think about 6 or 7 years ago, into live streaming, at the end of which council decided to podcast, and after about 2 years ceased podcasting because no one was listening to it, it's quite a different matter for live streaming to what it is for security. So the issue with live streaming is that the camera needs to capture the sound as well as the vision, and it needs to focus because of the way chambers are usually in a horseshoe. It's very difficult for a single camera to focus on whoever's talking. So in order for live streaming to be effective, you normally actually need a camera operator to be focusing the camera on the person whom it is that's addressing the meeting at the point in time. So yes, it is a different issue, but that would be one of the factors that would be raised in the report. And, you know, you could have a fixed camera, but I suspect it would be a fairly unsatisfactory stream that would come from a fixed camera.
I'd like to ask a question. Apart from David O'Connor, who is a council meeting junkie, who else downloads our podcast? Or how many would download?
We don't podcast as such anymore, Madam Mayor, but we do make available recordings on request.
Yeah.
If people request it. We don't get overrun with requests.
Has anyone asked for a request in the last 5 months, including councillors?
I would have to go back to the staff who manage.
No? Mario Casher was the only one that's requested a podcast in the last 6 months.
A recording.
Okay.
It is available on our website, so we wouldn't know who's uploading that.
You'd know by traffic to that.
Okay, all right, fair enough, Madam Mayor.
And apart from, yes, Councillor Carley.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to say a few words. But
are you it was still in clarification?
No, I had an extra dot point, so I might wait, Madam Mayor.
Okay. What would the cost of something like this be to install?
It'll be
part of the report, but it says funding the installation. It doesn't say the cost of the cameras and.
It says prepare a report regarding funding the installation of the cameras. So that preparing that report would be outlining how much it would cost to install them, and the council would decide going ahead.
And does the live streaming cost extra?
Oh, that would be affected.
As part of the report.
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Carley, did you want to?
Yes, I did, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I just wanted to see if we could add, if Councillor DeSantis was happy, a third dot point, that council officers look at other councils that already do this. I'm aware that Moreland Council actually do this as well. So perhaps we could speak to those councils and see how they do it, and it's been effective in their municipalities, and we can see if we can have it here, trial it here. Yeah. So if that could, if you'd happy for that to be a dot point.
Or an addition?
Yes. Councillor Kesich.
Hypothetically, if we move a meeting from one venue to another venue, that means we need to move all these cameras, and it's additional cost, isn't it?
Hypothetically, yes.
And then cost would be in a vicinity of? Yeah.
Have to do
thank
the
you.
Councillor DeSantis, happy for that?
Are you happy to have the dot point three, Councillor DeSantis?
Yeah, and if we can have a look, it's to have a look at what
other
councils. Other councils. Maybe operate off their model, maybe, yeah.
Any further clarification? Would anyone like to speak to it? Councillor Turner, I'd like you to take the chair so I can speak to it. You better start getting better at it than me. Come on. This has been tried a number of different times, and the amount of uptake is so poor it's not funny. Whether it's done correctly, whether it's been done, I don't know how many of you watch Parliament between midnight and 2 a.m. in the morning. You obviously don't get enough sleep. But in that, hang on, councillors, in that regard, I just find CCTV cameras aren't going to be appropriate. We're going to have to invest quite a lot of... Councillor Kesich? We're going to have to invest quite a lot of money to get the ability to do this professionally, and for the amount of people that will actually access it will be maybe one or two in a whole calendar year. And most of those people would come to the meeting anyway and see it live. If my councillors deem a report's necessary, then and you want to go down that path again and get yet another report, I will vote with the majority. But to me, it's an absolute waste of time. Anyone that wants to come to council meetings is here and can access it. You can access or ask for a podcast and hear what you need to hear. We don't need to spend that sort of money. We've got a rough idea, Councillor Carley. Okay, Councillor Turner.
Oh, you want to speak? Does anyone else like one out? Excuse me. Would any it's getting too late? What time is it? Jeez, peeps. Would any other councillor like to speak?
Temporary chair, I'd like to speak. It is only at this point a report. One of the issues that, Councillor Ramsey has made about the live streaming of meetings and to residents, etc., but this has an element that I have always been advocating for, and it's the security behind it. The cameras behind the security in what happens in chamber. We don't have the same standard as federal or state government when it comes to chamber. Anyone can walk in. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they've got. So I believe that the security part of it alone is worth to have a report. And, you know, Mr. Temporary Chair, 6 years ago, you know, not everyone's been, probably not everyone was involved in IT. However, more and more people are now. You know, wanting to stay home. I do watch Parliament. Sorry, Madam Mayor. You know, and it's something that we could look into. It's only a report at this stage, so I don't see any harm to
it. Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Would any other councillor speak? Councillor Bushy.
I just want to say that in a generation, or in a time where we're trying to reach out to the next generation, i.e. young people, trying to make council relevant to them, I think it's important that we look at things like this, an advancement in technology that reaches out to people on the internet, especially through things like Facebook Live, where it's ridiculous how many people actually watch it. so I would speak in support of it, but I'm looking forward to the report coming to Council so it can be considered further.
Thank you. Councillor Kasich.
I used to work for more than 10 years in the security industry, and we had cameras everywhere, and cameras didn't help a lot. Camera is more as a deterrent, and also been working at Western Health. We had cameras all over the place, and one of the patients waited with a knife and badly stabbed several times one of our doctors. So we had cameras all over the place, and cameras didn't help, actually, the doctor. So I think this is one of the valid points for this. Thank you.
Does any other councillor wish to speak? Okay, I'll put the motion. Move by...
point of order, Mr. Temporary Chair. Does Councillor DeSantis have the right of reply?
I asked her if she wished to speak.
Okay. Just checking.
Give everybody a right of reply. Okay, ready to go? All good? Okay, moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Cartley. All those in favour of the motion? All those against?
Can I call for a division, Mr. Temporary Chair?
Yes, you
just
can.
So we have it on record.
Those in favour? Councillor Turner? Did you have your hand up? I didn't see it last. Mm-hmm. Councillor Mendez? Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Abushi, Councillor Malik. Those against? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Kasich, Councillor Hardy. I declare the motion carried.
Okay, 15.5, notice of motion 466, Councillor Abushi.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. That Council engineers investigate pedestrian crossing options on Holland Way near the intersection of Holland Way and College Street, Caroline Springs, and present the findings to Council in a report.
Thank you, Councillor Abushi. Does any Councillor second the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Does any Councillor wish to seek further clarification? Would any Councillor like to speak to the motion? Councillor Abushi.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. You're very generous. I just want to highlight the issues in that area, specifically Holland Way, where we've got families, parents dropping off their kids, and there's absolutely no area on Holland Way for kids to cross the road and families cross the road safely. There is no allocated pedestrian crossing. So I just wanted to highlight those issues and hope that the report will come back with some safe options for the local community.
Thank you, Councillor Abushi. Does any other councillor wish to speak to the item? Okay, the motion before us is...
Madam Mayor, I'd like to speak for it and congratulate Councillor Abushi for actually putting this notice of motion forward, because I know that when I travel down here in the mornings and I see kids just running across the roads, and there is only one crossing up further towards a police station, but there's nothing towards the end of College Street. So something definitely needs to be done there with the amount of kids and having two large schools in that area. So well done.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Abushi, seconded by Councillor Malik. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you, councillors. Okay, now we'll go on to councillors' questions without notice. Neil? Motions without notice. Mr. Chair?
I don't
have to leave the chair for this one, sorry. I'm just getting used to doing it transparently. Sorry, Mr. Deputy, you don't get a gig. I would also like to move a motion without notice that council officers provide a report to council on how a similar window treatment to the display for Christmas 2016 on the facade of the Caroline Springs Civic Centre Library can be achieved at the Melton Library and Learning Centre, including the estimated cost of such a treatment.
Madam Mayor, sorry, can you just repeat that one for me? Thank you.
I didn't speak clearly enough?
No, sorry.
Okay. The council officers prepare a report to council on how a similar window treatment to that displayed for Christmas 2016 on the facade of the Caroline Springs Civic Centre Library can be achieved at the Melton Library and Learning Centre, including the estimated cost of such a treatment. I'd also like to move a second, give notice of a second motion without notice, that Council add to its annual events calendar an event to celebrate International Women's Day, and that a budget provision of $20,000 be included in the 2017-18 budget for this inaugural event. Urgent business. Oh, sorry, any other motions without notice? Urgent business. Is someone prepared to move a procedural motion?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated in 19.1, 19.2 and 19.3.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Is this procedural, is this motion seconded?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I move, I second the procedural motion.
Before I move this as carried, I would like to thank everybody that has come to Taylor's Hill this evening for the Ordinary Council meeting. I want to... What retirement village are we all from? Taylor's Hill? Just down the road there? Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming down and staying till the end. Did you use the pedestrian crossing? Excellent. Thank you once more to not only the Eastern Corridor residents, but for the Melton Township residents that have joined us here this evening. I'm sorry, Samaya, if your ability to take notes. Sorry, love. But thank you all for the respect you've shown Council this evening in holding the meeting down here in the Eastern Corridor. I hope you join us for refreshments just afterwards. There are refreshments down here. There's a cup of tea and maybe we can scramble up a biggie or two. Thank you and safe travels home.